Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot. This isn't my podcast.
Hold on. No, it's our podcast. Ready?
Uh-oh, here we go again. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.
Hey, welcome back. Okay. Ooh, I have so much energy. So, if you are listening on iTunes, I love iTunes so much, but hop on over to Spotify because she gave us the capability of posting videos. So we're trying something different today. We're posting this as a video episode on Spotify and then the audio on iTunes. And yeah, just to try it out because we have so much fun doing car videos. And I was like, why don't we try this for the audio only podcast, but make it a video? Bitch, does that make sense? I just showered. I wanted to show my wig.
And I don't know what's going on. I've been like trying a middle part, making it a little more like 90s, but it's just, I don't know. We're getting haircuts tomorrow.
Good.
I'm having like an identity crisis about it.
I've had an identity crisis every year for the last like 20 years. And honestly, I feel like this year I'm having the best one.
Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, I just have, like, moments where I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, where am I going? What's happening? But now that we're going to be dads, I'm like, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm so daddy.
It doesn't matter if I have a weird dad haircut and nobody knows what I'm doing or what the end goal is.
I would say you have a mom haircut, but yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to think of what this car
okay, well, let's explain what we're doing.
Us.
So we right now, let me take these sunglasses.
Well, I just have, like, you so casually scrolled over all of that. Our audio podcast was, like, intimate because it was audio, but now here we are doing video only on Spotify. This, like, video lives nowhere else.
Which, by the way, we're not getting paid by Spotify to do this or anything. It's not like
no,
a brand deal.
Well, it's the opposite of that. I have, like, qualms with Spotify.
Right. Yikes. Have you ever talked about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I had a Spotify original. It was like this big podcast that was something that was going to be great for me. And then it got canceled when everything happened. Whatever. It all worked out for the best. Here we are. I had
at Starbucks. Okay, so sorry about that. Oops. I know. So I wanted to do something fun because, okay, so we filmed a video for Ryland's podcast, The Sip. Check it out if you haven't already, where we went through Dunkin' and we tried a bunch of drinks. And then I was like, we should try a bunch of Starbucks drinks because those are even more fun. And I love Starbucks. And then I was like, we should film it for the podcast and then just, you know, post it as the audio only. And then, yeah, have fun. And then I just realized as we're pulling up, because we're at Starbucks right now, everybody's behind us, probably annoyed. No, there's nobody here.
No, we're not in the line. We're just in a spot.
Oh, you just parked in the middle of the parking lot.
Well, okay, yeah, for the best lighting with the sun setting. And right. I'm so worried about lighting. And Shane's just like, roll!
No one cares. I look better in the dark. he can agree. Did we... Okay, the first time we had sex...
What?
I'm just trying to think of topics. Did we have the lights on or off? Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get... Save it for the podcast.
I'm not in a rush to tell about it.
So, not only are we at Starbucks, I realized as we were pulling up, a Taco Bell just a grand opening this week, right next door.
Well, I've been...
It's like they were waiting for us.
I've been wanting to hit Taco Bell's breakfast, and it's like, I miss it. It ends at 11 a.m., which, like, I'm up way before then, but I'm never, like, ready for fast food at that moment. You know, like, I'm never out just, like, I don't know. It's never worked out for me. So, we're at Starbucks. We're trying their holiday drinks and snacks, question mark, Shane?
I'm more into drinks right now. We talked about it on your podcast. I'm on my health journey. I'm trying not to eat. I guess Taco Bell's not a good place to go when I'm on my health journey.
What would you eat at Taco Bell if you're on
They have healthy options. They have their little, they have their, like, Fiesta Bowls, which are, like, low carb.
I'm not mad about eating that for dinner.
Okay, I have so much. I wrote down a bunch of stuff. Oh, and we have voicemails that you guys sent in.
I took a couple of questions from Instagram.
Okay, see, we have things to talk about.
Should I start our, what, should we
yeah,
start
okay,
the party?
Let's go through the drive-thru. So... Okay, wait, I don't know. Ooh, okay, all the holiday drinks are right there.
Here comes the Mary.
Okay, so...
Oh, we've got to get the sugar plum cheese Danish. I watched Steph Papa's eating that, and now I want to eat it.
Okay.
She said it was her number one
I
most liked.
I want to try the iced gingerbread oat milk chai.
Cream brulee latte is what I want.
Okay, pull through. Come on.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hello.
What can I give you?
Could I get one of the cream brulee lattes, just a tall...
Yeah, caramel brulee latte tall.
And then the iced gingerbread.
And then a small of the iced gingerbread oatmeal chai. Oat milk chai?
Iced.
Iced. Sorry.
Alright. Is there anything else I can give you?
Do you have the sugar plum cheese Danish?
Unfortunately, we're all out.
Do you have the snowman cookie?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'll take that. And
all
then
right.
Do you want...
Do you want a snowman cookie today?
Yep.
Can you get me a Trente?
Okay.
A Trente? iced passion tea unsweetened.
And then could I get a Trente what is it?
Iced passion tea unsweetened.
Iced passion tea unsweetened. Sorry.
Could I have to do everything?
Is there anything else on your fan?
No, that's all.
Okay, I'll see you at the window for 1987.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're over that drink. Shane used to make me come to Starbucks and get that iced Trente passion tea unsweetened every day, and you would think I would have been able to memorize what it's called after ordering it 1,700 times, and still.
Also, life hack for people who... Sorry, I cut you off. Keep going.
No.
Keep complaining about me.
No. Go for it. Go for it.
Also, life hack. Starbucks has Trentas, which are... 32-ounce, bitch.
Why do we have to do this thing where we can't just say small, medium,
Jeffrey
or large?
Gave me this Gucci wallet like 5 years ago. Hello. With pigs on it. And I'm finally using it. I don't know. I found it in my closet and I was like, why did I never use this? Anyways, so guys, holidays. What are we going to do?
Thank you. I think you shed the numbers on your purse. Okay, thank you. Okay. Wow, they really can't see us here.
Okay, hold on. I have to make a note to myself to take out the moment where I handed you my credit card because I showed my entire credit card number.
Wow, this cookie looks underwhelming, and I really wanted that Danish. Like, I've been edging for that Danish.
Ew. What? This cookie is so cute. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's cute, but it's like, oh what God. Would they say? It's giving...
Don't do this.
It's giving like I don't know. I know they're not making them at the store, but you know.
See, okay.
What?
Holidays. So, okay, should I just jump right into the fights?
They can't see us.
Who cares? You guys can see us.
No, they can't.
They get it. Oh, well, let's get into that while we're waiting for our Starbies.
Okay.
Which, like, not to like start drama with, you know, every white person in America, but I feel like I started the word Starbies. I feel like I did. Like, I've been saying Starbies since I was, like, 13.
We don't even come to Starbucks.
I know, but when we used to, I used to say Starbies. And when we go to Dutch Bros, I say Dutchies. And I feel like that hasn't caught on yet, because I haven't, like, done that a lot, like, in real life. Like, I've done it in our car, but, like... So I'm starting that now. Dutch Bros is only Dutchies. If you go to Dutch Bros, call it Dutchies. And, bitch, pass the Dutchies. You hate me.
No, I love you so much.
Okay. So, our first time having sex. Have we ever talked about this?
I don't remember.
Because it was drama.
I'm really going to have to go back and think about it. We didn't Yikes. Have lube. Well, no, I'm just trying to think because there was like the first makeout where like nothing happened after.
Okay. Oh, let's get into that. So the first makeout. So, we were on the couch. We went back to my house.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good. Oh, shit.
Oh, here. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
You too.
Oh my god, look how cute they are. Okay, we'll pull over and show you guys these drinks, mama.
Yeah.
These drinks. So yeah, we were making out on the couch, dry humping a little bit, and then you just started like, wait, is this weird to do this?
Well, no.
This is too much.
We can just cut to the chase, which is you had to go pee like you always do right before it gets good.
We've talked about this.
I know,
before.
But that's what's like anyone else out there that can relate.
Can we park in the shade over there?
Well, I'm trying. This person's okay, really confused.
Calm down. Maybe they're having a hard day. Maybe they have to go tee-tee. Okay.
Let me see how this lighting is.
So he was rubbing.
Okay.
And then things. And then...
That's not going to work for me.
It's fine. Who cares? It's literally Spotify.
I care about the viewer's experience.
They don't even care. They're not even watching us. They literally are playing in the background while they're like Animal Crossing and they forgot they were even listening. But I wanted to try it out. But like, let me know. There's not even a comment section. What do we do here?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Spotify hasn't enabled comments. I know.
Where are you going?
I know what we...
Wait, no. Why are you doing this?
There was really optimal lighting when we were around a building like this.
What? Just, you can't park behind a building.
I can do whatever I want.
No, this is literally like where people go shit. I mean, on brand.
Okay, this is...
illegal. What is that?
A Mexican restaurant.
Oh my god.
Oh, the lighting's good.
We're next to a dumpster, but okay.
We're staring. Our view is a dumpster. But the lighting's never been better. Okay.
We're literally at a Dollar Tree dumpster.
Which, I mean, there's probably some good stuff in that dumpster.
Wait, I was going to say, should we pose for a thumbnail? But there isn't a thumbnail.
Wow.
Okay, we still posed.
Okay, should we do the iced one first?
Wait, they want to know about our first time having
iced what one? Gingerbread oat chai.
Yeah.
I have to have some of this while it's
should we
still...
talk about our first time having sex before we do that?
Mm-mm.
Does my hair look crazy? Who cares?
Mm. Oh! Mm. Oh my gosh.
Our first time sounded nothing like that.
Wow. I like... Mm. Oh my gosh. The sugar really brings out the flavors of the chai in a way that I'm loving, and I'm normally not a chai girl.
He's really leaning into his food review, which I love. I love that he's getting into it, because, like, I'm not good at food reviews.
This cinnamon on the top, ooh, I could drink that whole thing. Okay, well, I guess I love drinks like this. Mm, you can't deny that's everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is really good.
It's really good. It has none of the fake chemical-y taste that a lot of these seasonal drinks have.
That would be my only note.
What?
It needs a little more of that. When I take a sip of something, mm-hmm. I want to be concerned about my future. And I want to say... Am I going to be around for my children? Like, that's a level of chemicals I want.
I love this. This is better than any of the other drinks we had at,
Dunkin'.
Dunkin', and yeah. We tried Dutch Brothers on the vlog.
Although, the Dunkin' Ice Spice da-da-da. Did we like that? I think we did. I don't remember.
Ice Spice? No. It was like blended donuts in a drink.
I want another one now.
Okay, this really one's the caramel brulee lot.
Well, we can't try it yet.
What?
We have to do a little question, a little answer.
Okay, I will say, Starbucks knows what they're doing when it comes to the holidays. Like, the cups really do put me in the mood for happiness, and it just, like, sets the tone for the holiday season. Mm. I'm wearing holiday colors for all of you that joined us on Spotify. Okay, go back into your story, and I'll just hold the warmth of the cup in my hands.
Okay, so... Yeah, the first time we had sex, so we were, you know, making out on the couch stuff. We had done other stuff before, you know, like, everything else besides...
How many dates in are we talking?
Wow, that's sad that I don't remember. I remember the night perfectly. Like, I remember we were where we were on the couch. I remember what was on the TV. Like, I remember all of that. And then... But I don't remember the date.
I feel like we were probably, like, three... Date three, because second
date... It's
hard
to say with dates, though, because, like, okay, our first date was, like, a legit date, which I thought would be fun.
He took me to Marmalade Cafe, because we couldn't get into Cheesecake Factory at the Grove. We bought a light-up
really
duck
not selling it
fixture.
Well.
What?
We couldn't get into Cheesecake Factory. Yikes.
And then we tried going to Target, and we set, like, a $5 limit to get each other things.
Oh, okay, so my idea for our first date, we should recreate our first date.
For our video?
A YouTuber I watched did this with his girlfriend. It was really cute. They, like, recreated their first date. So we should recreate our first date.
Oh my god, you're going to take me to the Grove?
That's the only problem. So I don't really like the Grove, so I don't really want
to
go there.
No, we're going to the Grove. This is such a cute holiday vlog. When the Grove's all done up for Christmas. Oh my god, it's happening on my vlog channel. Thank you, God.
How excited he is right now. I wish our first time had that energy. Okay, sorry. And for those of you
who can't
see me,
so you're allowed to get your fixins and your drink?
Well, I'm putting my little chemicals in my little dinky, and then I'm gonna, you know, because I'm gonna enjoy it. Okay, so we're talking about
recreating our first date.
There's dog hair all over that.
Whatever.
So yeah, we went to the Grove, and then I was like, okay, I want to do an activity. Like, I want this to be a fun date I've never done before, because I feel like with dates you kind of get in that routine of, like, you go to the restaurant, you listen about their life, you're bored, and then you go to the parking lot.
And he knew I was special, so he knew he had to do something fun to capture my attention.
Right. I do not have his attention right now. As you can see, he's taking selfies. Anyways. Well, am I not in it? Ew. I hate it.
Wow, I look kind of cute in these photos. Maybe I love my hair after I was having a hair meltdown. No, I do look like a soccer mom.
Yeah.
That's, like, aging.
No, it's cute, though.
She's got Botox, though. Yeah. I don't have real Botox. I saw somebody on a vlog comment. They were like, whatever you're doing to your face, you need to stop. I was like, I've never put anything in my face. I've never, like, I would be so honest if I went and got Botox or filler or something.
That is funny.
But I am personally, for myself, I just think I will age better without, even if it's wrinkly in my crow's feet.
Although I did see, this is kind of a conspiracy. I'm happy this is only on Spotify, because I feel like this is face shaming, and I don't really want that on my channel. But But I heard it theories. What?
I just want to try it so bad.
Yeah, I'll try it. So, I guess if you get too much Botox, like, over the course of years, you start to get a vein that goes down the center of your forehead. Mm. And I guess there's celebrities who have... And you can't do anything about it. So
they can't fill it out with filler?
No, it's a vein. So it's called the Botox vein. So if you look at some celebrities, they have, like, this intense vein right here. Not everyone. Some of it's genetic. But if they have an intense vein right here, it means that they went too ham on the Botox.
I wonder if I'm just, like, away with the wind. Wherever I'm at is what I think is best. Like, do you think I can accurately compare this to the other holiday drinks I've had, or do you just think I like this because it's in front of me?
It's crazy, because we were talking about something else, and then you just... But it's fine.
No. I was trying this drink. I'm going to wrap back around to what you were talking about, okay. But I'm just saying, like, do you think I even remember what the drinks from Dunkin' or Dutch Brothers tasted like?
Yes, they tasted like fish.
No, Dutch Brothers were good.
Oh, Dutchies was good.
Yeah, Dutchies was good, but I'm feeling like, in this moment, I'm liking Starbucks more.
Wow, see? Starbucks. Mm. Dutchies.
Okay, so don't get Botox. It's going to ruin our faces.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, if it makes you happy, go for it. Okay, back to our first date. I'm so excited to recreate this for a Vlogmas video.
Okay, so what we did was I wanted to think of, like, an activity. So, and feel free to steal this for your next date. I was like, okay, what if we play a game? Let's go to... Well, the original plan was, let's go to, oh my god, the Dollar Tree. And here we are.
It was too late. It was closed.
I was like, let's go to the 99 cent store, the Dollar Tree, and we try to pick out a present for each other based on what we've learned about each other over dinner and see if we can surprise each other and see if it, you know, see if we get each other yet. So we went to the 99 cent store. It was closed, which was really sad. And then I was like, fuck it, let's go to Target and let's up it to $5 because, you know, they have, like, the one spot. Let's do $5 gifts. You, by the way, were not into that. We went to Target, and he could not care less. I was, like, looking around. He didn't even want to go look for anything. I ended up buying you a stupid cup or something, and then I was like, don't look, it's a surprise. And you're like, I already saw it, in your straight voice. I already saw it.
I was like, For some reason, I don't remember that portion. I remember it.
I do, because I was like, this isn't going to work. He doesn't want to do fun, impulsive things.
Oh, please.
He's boring.
I mean, I am kind of boring.
Yeah. So then we...
You're kind of boring.
No, I know. It worked out. We grew together as far as, like, we've stayed boring.
What I remember, though, next is we're just aimlessly driving because, like, it was going well enough to where it was, like, I didn't need to be dropped off yet, but okay. We had nowhere to go. So we just conveniently ended up next to his house, and he's like, well, my house is right here.
Okay, can I just say... That, by the way, was not planned.
That's what he always says. He's never deterred from that story.
And I stand by that. And here's the thing. Sorry, he's opening a very loud cookie for audio listeners. Sorry about that.
Wow, the way that the snow... You can't see it on camera, but the snow, like, comes down. Mm.
So here's what it is. When I was, like, a teenager, what I would do on Friday nights with my friends is we would drive around... Mm. aimlessly and listen to music and talk and hang out. And then we'd always end up at, like, Walmart or something. And then we'd always end up back at my house. So for me, and that was because I never wanted the night to end. Like, I wanted to have fun with my friends and I never wanted it to end. And I'd be so sad when it started getting late. And then I would try to, like, stretch it longer. I'd be like, maybe we should drive through somewhere. Maybe we should whatever. Let's go back to my house. I had that feeling. Like, we were driving around and talking and hanging out. And I knew you had to get up early or something. And I was like, he's gonna want to go home, but I don't want this to end because I'm having a good time. And then I was like, oh, should we, like, I was bringing up thing. Oh, should we go bowling? Should we do this? And you were like, no, I don't know. Like, you weren't really into any ideas. And then I was like, well, we're close to my house. We could just go watch TV. And I really did want to just watch YouTube because it's my favorite thing to do. So, and we did. We went back to my house.
No, we had
started watching YouTube for, like, hours. And then you made the first move. We were laying there and we were like, I remember we were talking... I'm not going to say what we were talking about, but we were saying some stuff. And then you kissed me, and I was like, oh, this is happening. Then I had to go pee, and it ruined it. But
still happens to this day, by the way.
Yeah.
I've learned to live with it, where he's like, I'm like, okay, he's going pee, even though, like, this is where I wanted to, like, start this moment. But hold on, can I give a quick intermission to just give my review on the cookie? We'll be right back to our dating story. But I take back everything I said based off my judgment from the packaging when I saw this snowman cookie. It's a gorgeous cookie. It's cooked perfectly. The frosting on it is delicious. And I'm going to eat this whole thing. I'm going to save it for after my dinner tonight. It could be my little dessert.
Such a mom.
While we're watching the one of the last episodes of
Big Brother. Which we have to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to that. So, by the way, Jane. Okay.
Good day, Julie.
Good day, Julie. God, if Bowie Jane wins, Julie's gonna go crazy. Julie's gonna cause some drama. What were you just talking about? Oh, our date. So, yeah, sorry, I'm boring you guys. So, we did the date. We stayed up till 7 in the morning. I took you home, and I dropped you off, and we were, like, texting the next day. And then, the whole reason I started talking about this is because I don't know how many dates it took to have sex, because our dates were so weird. Like, literally 2 days later, I stopped by your work, picked you up, and we went to Soup Plantation for lunch. So it's like, is that a date?
And I have a picture from that day where I'm eating their soft serve ice cream. So good. Like,
is that a date?
And then our third date was a birthday party. And then our fourth date was what was the Mexican restaurant you loved?
Don Cucos.
Don Cucos. And I think it was after that because you put on Ashley Simpson on the way back.
Oh, that was the night I thought.
Album.
Okay, we might have talked about this, but that was the night I thought I was going to break up with you.
Well, because I said, like, a lot of times I don't make it past the third date with people.
And you were being really, like, and annoying. Can you explain what was happening? Because on the way to the Mexican restaurant, I was, like, trying to have fun and trying to talk, and you just kept being like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe I had a bad day leading up to that.
I never last more than 3 days.
I got a margarita in me, and then I started having fun. No, I don't know. Everyone has weird days, but I did think, like, I don't know. So, anyway, we had sex. There was no lube, so it wasn't really working. And then the very next time, though, everything worked fine. Because I did think, like, oh, we're not going to make it, because that went really bad. Were we even able to finish the first time?
No, we did. You finished, and then... And then I finished, but it was very obviously, like, you were not into it while I was trying to finish, so I was, like, really struggling, and then I finished, and then it was, like, weird. But then we did it again the next night, it was fine.
I would say it was really good.
Well, yes. Okay, let's move on.
What? Are you saying it's not?
No, it was good. I just feel like this is getting gross.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't think we should... is it your dinner time?
I just got lightheaded. So I'm just finishing my protein bar. But I was like, oh, I'm getting kind of lightheaded.
I felt like I had something to talk about until we really went in on our sex life.
Oh.
Would you not say, though, I mean, just like bring it all the way around for them. It's not like we're currently having bad sex.
No.
We have great sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and that's a thing. Like, the first time wasn't very good because it hurt, because
we didn't have lube. We didn't know it was going there, okay? We weren't prepared with supplies.
Yeah, no, not prepared. And then, you know, the second time was perfect and great, and then we just kept going and going, and then I hurt myself because we were doing it too much.
And then he thought I had given him something. And then he called me and he was like, hey. And then it turns out we were in a honeymoon phase, doing too much, too often, too frequently. You have a voicemail?
I have a bunch of voicemails, but we're not there yet, baby. Oh. Because we have to have a fight. So, this isn't really a fight. This is more of a conversation. But, okay. So, obviously, baby names. Obviously, Jet and Max. That's what we're doing, right?
Correct.
And if you listen to his podcast, Sip, we talked about middle names. And I finally got him on board with a couple middle names, which was Chandler and Stanley.
But I want Chandler to be the next child's actual name. We won't do all this again.
Okay. But then I was like, wait a minute. Do I like Chandler and Stanley as first names? So today I was
Stanley's not a girl name, though.
For boys.
We're not having four boys.
I'm talking about instead of Jet Max.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
I know.
Take a hike.
I agree. We already have the blankets to say Jet Max, so I agree. But I am saying, but then I was like, Chandler and Stanley.
Well, we always need a backup just in case. Like, we don't want to meet them and be like, oh no, it's not that. But I'm 99.99% sure that it's Jet and Max.
Mm-hmm.
But our next children, I could get on board. Stanley's a new one he's thrown into the mix, and I can get on board with it. Like, I like Stanley Tucci. You like Stanley Cups. And I like the name, even though it's a little old manny, but that's fine.
Stanley? I don't think it is. I think it's cute. Stanley. It's like cute Stanley.
Stan, for sure. I mean, Chandler, I'm sold on. Boy or girl. Like, I'm all the way in.
Okay. Number two on my list of things to talk about.
Okay.
Moving. So, he posted a vlog today where we talked about how we're going back to LA, and there was a lot of comments, and people were just like, you know, you guys should stay in Colorado, which I agree. I get it, because I did always see us raising kids here, but there's a lot of reasons, and I don't think we talked about it on your in your video, really.
Well, and that's the thing, I think, because we titled the video that, which is an accurate title. It's not a clickbait title, but I think people have feelings and emotions attached to where we are because they've kind of fallen in love with the vlog channel in Colorado. I mean, fallen in love. They, like, have come to like watching that channel in Colorado.
Well, I just want to explain why we're actually moving back to LA, because it's, I feel like we haven't really fully explained it. So, number one, our job is there, right? So the podcast, both of our podcasts.
Yes.
I have, and I've never talked about this before, but I have a full-time employee that I started working with almost a year ago today in LA, and he lives there. And he comes out to Colorado once a month, but to help with stuff, with videos, with the podcast, with the movie, like, so working with him is important to me, and it's not really, it's getting hard being in a different state. So I have a full-time employee. My family obviously is there, which obviously your family's here, so it's hard either way. But the podcast is the most important thing because that is next year while we're in the midst of newborns. The podcast is something where I'm trying to hire people who can really help so that we can step in, be funny, talk. Be funny, that sounds so embarrassing, but you know what I mean. Just like step in, try to have fun, and then leave and take care of the babies and do it every week or every other week. And to fly everyone out to Colorado,
even just to coordinate it. On top of, like, financially, it doesn't make sense to fly three people out for, like, a recording session to...
Okay, sorry, our camera ran out of battery. Yeah, anyways, we are trying to be smart as far as finances, saving some money, you know, and just doing that, and then we'll see where we end up. But I think for the first, like, 6 months to a year, that's why we're going to LA.
Well,
but
on top of your podcast, I also have a podcast that's every single week, and I also have Lizzie and Chris, and it gets really hard to schedule them to come out to Colorado every week too, and then bulk shooting isn't really in the scenario with two newborn babies. Like, I can't just fly them out and shoot 3 or 4 episodes in a day because that would have me away all day. Whereas in LA, they can come, I can film for literally 1 hour and then go back to the kids.
So it really is all financial. Like, to be keeping it super real, it really is a financial decision.
Our job decision.
Our jobs are
there. Your family's there. I do think we're going to be able to see my family a lot as well. Like, I do believe my mom will come out quite a bit. And spatially wise, like, the house is just better set up for us to be comfortable, combined with the weather and, like, being able to just, like, go out and, like, I don't know. The winter weather does really get me down after a while here. I'm just being truthful. I know you're like, whatever, because I know a lot of people, like, raise babies in the winter, and, like, we could too. It's not, like, a deal breaker, but it's just... Oh, that light came on and kind of...
Where are you going?
Well, that light just came on and it's kind of abrupt, so I'm just moving. What?
You care so much about how this looks. I mean, that's a good thing, though, I guess. I've just never been good at that. Like, if you guys notice my videos, I still have kind of a shitty camera. It's kind of, like, I don't have a microphone on my camera. I do need to raise the bar a little bit. A little bit. Okay. So, let's see. Let's take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to be doing voicemails. We have some fights from you guys that we need to referee. We're going to be talking about Big Brother. Is there anything else? I guess that's it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Stick around. Hey, okay, sorry to interrupt the podcast. The very weird car podcast that who knows if we'll ever do it again. I think we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but we are going to give some love to our first sponsor. Oh, our only sponsor.
Our first and only who have come back to us, which we so appreciate.
And we love them, Prize Picks. So if you don't already know, a lot of you guys do know because you're actually using this and you're having fun with it and you're letting me know and you're letting the brand know. So that's very exciting. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. It's easy, it's fun. And you can just watch your winnings roll in. So obviously, as you guys know, basketball season is here. You knew that, right?
Of course.
Of course. And now you can pick your combo projections across football and basketball from all the specials leagues. So what that means is it's a league created specifically for combo projections that include two or more players from different sports or leagues. So for example, you could do like LeBron James and Travis Kelce at a 10.5 combo of 3 points made and receptions. So, I mean, listen, all you gotta do, and this is what I do, is you go and you find the pictures of the players that you think are going to win. And you honestly, it's for me personally, like, yes, you can go based off stats. I like to go based off their eyes and if I trust them. And I would say I trust LeBron and Travis. Do I trust Travis?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Okay. I'm a little nervous for...
You just throw it on there and hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits a game in the first half and does not return in the second, the player is rebooted. And Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. So if you want to check it out, maybe have some fun with you and your friends or your boyfriend or your husband, and you want to say, hey, listen, I might not be that interested in watching sports, but I like winning.
It's also a fun way to add stakes to something you're going to watch anyways. Like, if I'm going to have to watch the game because my brother or my dad has it on, it's a fun way to make me invested too, because I'm like, oh, well, I could win money watching this. And all of a sudden, sports are so much fun.
Exactly. So go to prizepicks.com/grower and use code GROWER for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/grower. Use code GROWER and they will match your first deposit of $100. All right. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, Prize Picks.
All right, so should we jump right into these voicemails?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's the first one. Let me turn it up.
Ooh. Hi, Shane. So you wanted fights and stuff? My boyfriend and I, we always, this is the only thing that we always fight over, like you and Rylan with the dress. But if one of us passes away, he thinks it's okay that later on you can go into another relationship or whatever. He told me he would get married to another person if I passed away. And I don't think that that's okay. I think that's, like, basically shitting on the relationship. Excuse my language, but I think that's, like, you don't really love that person.
No.
I don't know. What are your guys' ideas? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, first of all, thank you for the honesty and for that.
Yeah, I understand the sentiment of this, but more than anything, I would hope for you to find somebody that loves you the way I love you and that you enjoy and have a fulfilling life, because I don't want you just to be alone reminiscing and thinking about what was and what isn't for you currently any longer.
Yeah, no, I've always felt this way. Like, if I die, I would... And I told him this maybe too early in the relationship, but I was like, if I ever die, please, you know, don't let it affect, like, get into another relationship, have, like, get married, have fun, have a good life, because life can be, it can be short, but it can also be long. And I would never from the grave want to watch you be lonely and sad. I'd want you to be happy. And that to me is, and not to say you're not in real love with your, was it boyfriend or husband?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but I will say you should look into that and why you feel that way. And maybe even in therapy, talk about that feeling, because it's like, why am I so afraid of him, of me dying and him remarrying? What is that? Why does that make me so upset? Why do I not want him to be in a relationship with somebody else in this world where you're not there? Like, there is something maybe there, because I will say one of our first fights was because I asked what you would do if I died.
Oh, gosh, we can't keep reliving
and
this.
And he said...
We just can't keep
and he
reliving
said, well,
this.
He said, well, you know, I would go to yoga. I said, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, well, yoga's
this
like my...
This haunted me for years.
Yoga's like my church. Like, no, yoga's like where I find, you know...
Nobody's going to understand unless they're like... hot yoga enthusiast. You do process things and hold on to things through your body. And so, like, I'm not saying, like, the next, you die,
well,
going
no.
the next day.
Our fight was because you said, and this was very, this is probably 15. The fight was, he said the next day he would go to yoga.
I think he kept pressing and I was just like, yeah, sure, the next day. But no, I, like.
Well, now how do you feel?
I mean, I don't know that I would be able to do anything for months, but I think right as I'm working through things, as I'm coming through the other side, which hopefully I would, I hope this never happens. Like, this is so weird. But yes, that is still a way that I would cope with and manage how I'm holding on to things and how just, you know, how I'm grieving in general.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, listen, maybe your husband or boyfriend, sorry, I don't remember, but maybe if they said to you like, hey, for like a year, I would be inconsolable, so upset, so depressed, so miserable. And then after that, I would let myself be open to love again. Maybe you'd feel differently. But if your husband or boyfriend is just being like, yeah, I'd remarry.
Well, I wonder.
Then I understand.
And I wonder if it has more to do with how you feel in the present day. Like, if he would do that if I weren't here, what would he do while I am here? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What a fun conversation, though. Like, hey, for all the listeners out there who are in a relationship, maybe ask your partner, what would you do if I died? Hey, it's a conversation starter, baby. Next voicemail.
Hey, Shane. I'm not sure if you're still doing the fights review or whatever, but this is kind of embarrassing. So my boyfriend and I have been dating for a really long time. We're long distance, and obviously, you know, like, toys are useful, and I'm not against them at all. But he told me he hadn't bought one, and I was like, okay, cool. And he shows me it, and it is the mold of a pig's ass. Like, literally, swirly tail and all.
What? What?
He thought I was overreacting, but I feel like that is an insane purchase. What are your thoughts? Please let me know what side you're on.
Oh, wait, a pig? Did she say a pig?
I think she said a pig's...
It's literally, swirly tail and all.
No.
Like, literally...
Sorry, I need to... I'm just...
The mold of a pig's...
Okay, are you sure? I'm Googling this.
Yeah, I wonder. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Mold sex toy. Is that real?
I feel weird even Googling it.
Too late.
What?
Okay.
I guess there's something for everyone.
Well, no, I don't know about that one. Well, are you sure? Maybe it's a mold of an ass that, but it looks. Because it's pink, it looks like a... I will say, okay, that is a little concerning. I won't deny that. Maybe he's joking?
I hope so.
I will say, though, I did, early on in our relationship, I bought, as a joke, I wasn't actually going to use it. I bought at a sex shop, I was with my friends, and we were buying weird stuff, and I bought a mold of an ass. And I sent him a picture, because I was like, ah, LOL, look at this ass mold.
What?
And he got... mad.
If we were where we are now, I don't think I would have. That was still in the time where you were, like, sharing details of our sex life with your friends, and you were out buying, like, molds of other things. I'm like, we're still new in our relationship. Like,
molds
I don't
other
think...
things.
What?
What?
No, like, you were telling your friends things about sex life.
I know, but you said buying molds of things.
Oh, that thing. So you bought... I was like,
why
would...
once. Why was you... buying molds?
I know, but I was like, we're still new in our relationship. Why would you need to, like, buy a mold of something?
I wasn't going
to
use it.
I didn't know that, so I was just like... I mean, I guess I just didn't understand new in our relationship. If it was today, I would laugh.
Oh, he was so mad. And then I went over to his house to, like, calm him down and be like, I'm kidding. And, yeah, you were, like, really mad for, like, hours. And I was like, I'm not gonna replace you with a butt mold.
Well, I think it's before I was super secure in our relationship and before I super trusted, like... Because, like, I used to even not, like, if I'd, like, see that you watched porn, I'd be, like, mad about it. Now I'm, like, as long as it's not affecting our... We've talked about this, but as long as it's not affecting our sex life, I don't really care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, a different stage of our relationship.
But as for the caller, you're not overreacting. I'm a little concerned about the pig.
Yeah, I'd be very...
Huh. Hmm. It's an interesting one. Okay, let's do one more.
Hey, there's for fights with Shane and Ryland. My boyfriend and I were recently getting it on in the shower, and he tried to use Icy Hot as lube. Like, that's some messed up shit. Who does that? I'm still mad about it. And he really didn't think it was going to be that awful. It still hurts. This is not a joke, like, in all seriousness. So, I don't know.
I'd kill him. I'd be like, what
I
the fuck?
I think I need to get a new boyfriend.
You deserve some revenge. I'd say maybe, like, or, you know, but consensual revenge. Like, I'd be like, all right, spread open your ass.
It couldn't have been nice for him either.
I don't know. I've never used Icy Hot, so maybe he thought it would be, like, warming. Because here's the thing. When we've run out of lube before, or when we've been in a hotel room that didn't have lube, like, I will try to convince him to use... Let me just use lotion. It's the same thing. He's like, no! No, that's gonna give me an infection. It's gonna hurt. It's this, it's that. And finally, after 8 years, almost, I finally got him to let me use, like, hand lotion. I was like, let me just try it. And he liked it better than lube. And he was just like, wait, that was great. That felt so good. And I was like, I told you. So, but...
Is this something...
But I asked you, and I made sure you were on board, and it took me 8 years to convince you. I wouldn't just, like, shove lotion in your ass and not tell you that it wasn't lube. So, I am a little concerned about that. But maybe he didn't mean to hurt you, but I would say that is concerning.
Pulling something like that is definitely something you need consent for. I'm just Googling, like, do people use Icy Hot as lube? I'm honestly sure... I just was wondering if this is, like, something... Because I know you can buy, like, warming lubes, or, like, you can buy sensational lubes, but I would just stick to that if that was the effect I was going for.
Yeah. And maybe make sure you're okay. I hope you don't have an infection or something.
Yeah, I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
Should we do some... Wait.
Good
day! Good
day, Julie!
Okay, now that I'm thinking about this, so obviously Big Brother, it's coming to an end, but I just realized tonight, like right after this, we're going to go home and watch, it's going to be, I think, the last eviction episode, so we're going to go from 4 to 3 people, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Thursday night is the big finale.
So right now we have Matt, Jag, Felicia,
and Bowie Jane.
Or as Felicia would say, fucking Bowie Jane.
I cannot believe she won that HOH. She got some power. I thought and was praying and was hoping she would do something interesting with it. Doesn't seem like she will be.
Well, I heard a conversation on the live feeds where Bowie Jane basically was saying, you know I'm not going to win and I'm going to get second place no matter what. And honestly, that's kind of all I wanted anyways. And like, I'm fine with that. So who cares? And I was just like,
good for her. You know, like,
but, okay. Yes. But also like, really? Because there has been moments where Bowie Jane has been in power and she could have made a big move and she never did. I mean, granted, was she the one that got Cameron out?
Maybe that wouldn't have gotten her to where she is. I think she has like... There's always that one person on Big Brother that's like, what are they doing here? What's going on? How are they making it this far? And what is crazy, though, she's one, like, I love Felicia and Ceree. Like, I think they're both so entertaining, and I love watching them together. I love watching them on the show.
They just can't win anything.
Bowie Jane won 3 HOHs, which is, I mean, more to be said than what they did, even though I think they provide a lot more entertainment.
I will say, though, imagine how fun it would be. How unjust but fun it would be if the final two was Bowie, Jane, and Felicia. That would be the
mustard seed of faith.
Okay, here's what would win Bowie, Jane the game. Ready? Because this is, and we've talked about this before, but this is my dream scenario for Big Brother because this never happened before. If Bowie, Jane, in her final speech was like, hey, so I'm actually not Australian, and my life, my job, my accent, everything has been a show. If she was playing a part even to us, the audience, like that to me, I'd be like, hand her the money. That's never gonna happen, but that's my dream. But I would like to see Felicia's ending statement because I think she would be like, I did this. But all the things that she's done haven't really worked.
And the fact that she, like, flips on her number one, too. Like, she always, like, flip-flops on Ceree, which I understand. Like, we're not in the house. And if you're in the house, you got to do, like, what your gut's telling you. And Flish's gut has gotten her all the way to where she's at. But it's just, it is wild. I definitely think the winner should... hands down, obviously, be Jag. Like, he really won every competition. He's done all the things. He plays a good social game.
Hold on. I get it, right, on paper. But let me also say this.
I'm not saying I love Jag.
I could make a point for any of them. So, for Felicia, I could say that there has, I need to look and make sure, but I don't think there's ever been a winner her age before. Usually the older person in the house
out first or second
is
week.
Out. The fact that she has been around the whole time is incredible. She survived the block so many times. She was a part of getting rid of, who was it? Oh, Hysam, who was like such a competitor. Like, so I could see a world where she won. Bowie Jane has never been, this is actually crazy. She's the first player in Big Brother history to never be on the block.
Really?
Which is crazy. And I think it's because everybody saw her as the perfect final two, because they're like, oh, I'll win against her.
Yeah.
So she could use that to her advantage. Matt has also never been on the block, except for this week. Mm-hmm. But that's only because he had to be.
And Matt is a great player, but Jag really has won the crucial comps.
But Jag was evicted 10-0. And the only reason Jag is in the house is because Matt won a competition.
Right. But then when it got down to the nitty-gritty, Jag does the work. Like, if we're talking from an entertainment standpoint, Felicia is my queen.
Well, but what is Big Brother? Is Big Brother supposed to be a show where you just win a bunch of things? Or is that like, oh, so you just win every competition and that's how you win? Or should Big Brother be a game about strategy and being friends with people that you actually don't like and all these things? Because technically, then Matt and Felicia have played that game very well. So, I don't know. Like,
but
yeah, they haven't won anything.
Like, Jag, though, also, like, did his best friend, Blue, so dirty. And he also plays, like, a very strategic mental game. I just think, like, it will be unjust if anyone but Jag wins because he does the work. I understand there's a compelling argument for all of them. Like, none of them are just there by mistake. But I just, like, if we're talking about overall, like, moves in the house...
I get it. And
we're losing focus because it's dark now.
I get it. And I would not be mad if Jag won. I'd be like, okay, yeah, he deserved it. But I do think there's something to be said for somebody to win who hasn't won everything. Because I feel like there's different ways to play Big Brother. And my favorite ways that people play are the people who don't win every single competition. They have to get themselves out of things. Their back is always against the wall. They're always trying to whatever. Like, that to me is a more successful win versus like, yep, I won every single veto and every single HOH. I'm like, ugh, I'm so bored.
Well, I was hoping they would be able to take a shot at Jag. Like, I was hoping they would get Jag and Matt on the block next to each other and at least one of them would have gotten to go. But every time it was imperative they won, they won.
Right. Well, we'll see. By the time this episode goes up, it might be over. I don't know. Okay. Well, I think that's it. I'm like freezing for
some
reason.
And we're like losing, I don't know, because the light's gone.
Well, let us know. Send us a, I don't know, like tag us on Instagram or a DM or something. Or maybe in the comments of the community post on YouTube. Somewhere let us know if you like this audio only / video Spotify version of podcast.
It does make the audio a little different because it's a vlog camera with a mic opposed to like mics, but let us know how you liked it and if you preferred this or if you prefer us on the couch with no visual.
Who had the TT? All right. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Uh-oh, here we go again. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.